Hello. Welcome to Word of Life podcast. I trust you're having a glorious day. Hallelujah. Today's topic is Faith Talks. The scripture reading has been taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. The life of faith is a life of talking. You know, in the world, they say seeing is believing. But from this scripture, we believe, and therefore we speak. Hallelujah. Pastor Chris begins, he says, what a beautiful and inspiring description we have in Hebrews 11 of those in faith's hall of fame. Hallelujah. The Bible says, these men and women tamed and framed their worlds, their errors by faith. Abel's offering to God, for example, was an act of faith. According to Hebrews 11 verse 4, it says, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. What an account. Hallelujah. This was counted to him for righteousness. He was counted as righteous for giving, offering a far more excellent sacrifice than his brother Cain, who opted for his idea of what was best. Hallelujah. Abel, Pastor says, wasn't just carrying out some ceremony with his mouth shut. No. Pastor Chris says he said some things such that even in death, his blood still speaks. What an account. This is so amazing. Pastor says, what exactly was his confession? It most certainly would have been in sync with what the other patriarchs confessed. The Bible says they confessed that they were strangers in the world, according to God's word in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 13. It says, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor says, the key thing is that they spoke faith words. You know, it says they saw it from afar off. They saw that which they have confessed from afar off. Hallelujah. And they maintained their faith. Hallelujah. That helps us learn how they created and constructed their times. They talked their future. Hallelujah. They said what was going to happen and did all they did. By faith. Is the same spirit of faith at work in us today, says Pastor Chris. We believe and therefore speak. Hallelujah. Pastor Chris continues, he says, faith is the noun of believing. Believing, Pastor says, is a verb. Your faith is demonstrated in words that propel you to action. You can't believe and be quiet. Hallelujah. Now this is key. Pastor says, you can't say I believe and be quiet. You show it in your actions, in your words. Hallelujah. Pastor says, even in the negative realm, the satanic realm, they use the same principle because it's a spiritual principle. If they don't say it, they know it will not happen. Did you hear that? In the camp of the enemy, they use the same principle. You've got to speak that which you want to see. You've got to envisage your future and speak it forth. Picture it, hallelujah, and speak it forth. Hallelujah. Pastor says, isn't that what Jesus said in Mark 11:23? Yes. He said, you shall have what you say. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And Pastor Chris says, declare faith-filled words and rule your world. Hallelujah. Going back to that scripture, Mark 11 verse 23, it says, whatever you think, whatever you say to the mountain, it says you will not doubt, but you will believe that the things that you have said shall surely come to pass. There is a believing aspect and there is a speaking aspect. Hallelujah. And Pastor says, if you don't doubt in your heart, you will have whatsoever you say. Hallelujah. Declare faith-filled words and rule your world. Now the Bible says that we have overcome the world. Hallelujah. By the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimonies. Glory to God. By the words of our testimonies. That is how we have overcome. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Such an inspiring article. Join me as we take the confession together. The word is living and active in me, inspiring faith in me to live my victorious life in Christ. I believe and therefore speak. I speak strength, victory, triumph, health, and prosperity in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. For further study, please look at Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, Matthew chapter 12, from verse 35 to 37, and 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. Hallelujah. And if you've listened today, but you're yet to accept Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior, this is your opportunity. We would like to lead you to Christ, the Bible way. You've got to believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. And you've got to confess it with your mouth, the Lordship of Jesus. And the Bible makes us understand that if you say this, if you do this, you will be born again. Hallelujah. Eternal life automatically becomes yours. So I encourage you to say the prayer of salvation that will follow immediately at the end of this podcast. Thank you all for listening today, and God bless you. And if you've listened to this article, but you have not accepted the Lord Jesus into your heart, but you see, when you accept the Lord Jesus today, your life will never be the same. Glory to God. You'll be a brand new man as Jesus by his Spirit comes to dwell in you. He'll begin to align you according to his word. You'll begin to enjoy this life. Hallelujah. Would you accept what he's done for you today? And say this simple word of prayer with me. meaning every word from the bottom of your heart. Just say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who I believe died for me, who I believe you raised from the dead for me. I accept him today as the Lord of my life from this day forward. I receive eternal life through him and in his name. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God." Hallelujah. Congratulations if you said that word of prayer. This means that you now belong to the family of God. Let us know so we can send you useful materials that can help you as you grow in the Lord. You can find our email address in any of our podcast notes. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for listening today. Don't forget to comment, like, and share this podcast with your loved ones. Till next time, keep speaking forth faith-filled words to change your world forever. Amen. God bless you.